This is WGLZ 91.5. This is College Radio, where we are passionately vocal. West Liberty University is one of the oldest higher education institutions in the state of West Virginia. Each year, hundreds of students enter for the first time, or walk across the stage, diploma in hand. West Liberty University would not have this spectacular legacy without the hard work put in by the many highly motivated professors that choose to call West Liberty home. Hi, I'm Paul, and together with my partner PJ, we will be highlighting one of those teachers. In this faculty spotlight, we are speaking with Dr. Steve Crinity, an English professor here at West Liberty University for the last 13 years. In order to help us get a better idea of who Dr. Crinity is, we asked him to tell us a little bit about himself.
I got my undergraduate degree in 2000 from what was then called Wheeling Jesuit University, now Wheeling University. After that, I went straight into a master's degree. I completed my master's in 2002 at the University of Dayton in Dayton, Ohio. And then I rolled right into a PhD program, and I completed my PhD in 2008 from the University of Cincinnati. So my first job after the PhD program was at a sort of private liberal arts school up in northwest Ohio called Ohio Northern University. I was there for 2 years, and when I saw a job posting for the position here at West Liberty, I jumped at the chance to get back. My official title is Professor of English, and so I've been here at West Liberty since 2008 when I finished my PhD and left Ohio Northern.
In addition to being very busy with education, he also is very busy in his personal life.
I was born in Pittsburgh, but my family moved to Wheeling, West Virginia when I was in seventh grade. And so for me, Wheeling was pretty much home. So that gave my wife and I a chance to sort of come back, you know, once the West Liberty job opened up. So I do have a wife who teaches chemistry at one of the local high schools. And I have a 14-year-old son who is into both music and baseball. Those are the two things that he's into. So I spend a lot of time coaching baseball, in fact, as like a side gig too. So,
like most people entering college, Dr. Crinity wasn't totally sure what he wanted to do with his life when he entered his undergrad program at Wheeling Jesuit University. He excelled in English and chemistry in high school, so he decided to pursue English as a major and chemistry as a minor. Again, not too sure as to what he would end up doing with that. At the end of those 4 years, he decided to continue his education for a simple reason.
I kind of just realized this is why I did my master's. I didn't do my master's thinking I was going to end up in a PhD and then thinking I was going to end up teaching at college. None of that was in the plan. I just knew that when those 4 years of undergrad were done, I wasn't finished talking about books with smart people. Like, that was a thing that just like fed my soul, you know? And I thought, you know, I'm not done doing that. So I went on to my master's for 2 more years of that. And I thought, I'm not done yet. I'm just not done talking about books with smart people. And so just kind of kept going and stumbled my way into this. So,
speaking as someone who is not a teacher, it is easy to fail to realize just how much work goes into a typical day of teaching beyond just grading papers and assigning out classwork. For a teacher, particularly a college professor, work does not end when they leave the school, as Dr. Crinity explains.
You know, there are 9-to-5ers out there who think, oh, teaching, what an easy time. Here's the part that I think those folks don't see. I might, you know, only have 2 classes in a day and, you know, 2 office hours in a day and 3 committee meetings in a day, which might mean my formal commitments are done by 3 or 3:30 or 4. You know, that might be relatively typical. What those folks don't see, those folks who work till 5 or 6 and think, oh, these crazy professors are cutting their grass at 3 in the afternoon. What the heck, right? I mean, people who kind of think that, what they don't see is I might go home and cut my grass at 3 in the afternoon. And then I immediately sit back at my dining room table, open up my Sakai and start grading the papers that I've collected. And so I'm often with a break in the middle to throw batting practice to my kid or cut the grass or, you know, run to the store and pick up something to help out, you know, around the house or something like this. Then I'm usually back at it often till, you know, 9 or 10 at night, just sitting at the dining room table with Sakai open, grading the quizzes, grading the papers. And so it's a flexible day, which I appreciate because I do have sometimes the opportunity to, you know, go pick my kid up from school at 3 and throw in batting practice at 4. Like that's a thing I enjoy about the job. But the downside of that is then I'm often back to work, so to speak, you know, at 6, 7, 8 at night.
Even on the weekend, a teacher's job doesn't end and allow them to kick back and relax like you might expect. As Dr. Kernity explains, it doesn't matter what day of the week it is, he is up by 6 a.m. grading papers.
When you're a 9-to-5, or let's say when you have a 9-to-5 job, and again, not to knock those, it's different things work well for different people, but when you have a job like that, your weekend is your weekend. The way a teacher views the weekend is not like, oh, thank God it's free time. The way the teacher views a weekend, and I know this is true from other faculty members that I've talked to, and even secondary ed teachers, like my wife included, we view that as time to get all of our grading caught up and get our planning for the week caught up. And so I'm one of those folks who I wake up at 6 a.m. every day, regardless of the day. I feel like I work better on a rhythm. But I'm up at 6 a.m. grading assignments on a Saturday morning when somebody else might be sleeping in and getting ready for a football tailgate or something like this, right? That's a thing that I think people don't recognize about teaching, which is we don't view the weekend as, oh, good, free time. We view the weekend as, oh, good, time to catch up on all the stuff I didn't get done during the week, right? So, I'll never forget it. This happened last semester, in fact. I had a pretty small class last semester. So when I would collect papers, it was fewer of them. And I remember I collected papers on a Friday. It was like due by Friday at 11 p.m. in your Sakai or something was the due date. And I sent the email that said your papers are graded and returned in Sakai. I sent that email at probably like 9 a.m. on Saturday because I had gotten up at 6 a.m. and started grading them, and I knocked them out by like 9. And one of the girls in the class like emailed back, I just turned this in at like 10 last night and it's already turned around, you know. But that's what people don't necessarily see, is waking up at 6 a.m. on a Saturday to start grading papers.
Hi, I'm Paul, and this is WGLZ 91.5. This is College Radio, where we are passionately vocal. You are listening to a faculty spotlight on English professor Dr. Steve Kernity. Let's get back to our conversation with him and hear what he has to say about what his goal as a teacher is.
Yeah, this sounds like a, you know, 7 p.m. on a Sunday night CW channel show or something like this. But I do really genuinely want to feel like I'm making a difference in somebody's day. You know, I want to feel like, you know, I joked a little bit earlier in the interview, I joked that, you know, even if I have a classroom of 20, maybe only 10 of them are even paying attention on a given day. And I recognize that's just what it is to be a student, that sometimes you have other stuff going on in your life. But I hope that the people that are paying attention to me at any given moment in a classroom, I hope I'm impacting them in some way. I hope that they hear something they didn't hear before, or they actually, you know, learn something that they maybe didn't think about before, or catch a new perspective on something, or go, you know, that's an interesting point. Or I really do just hope that as I close that office door and head out to the parking lot at the end of the day, that I've done something to make somebody maybe a little smarter or a little bit more open-minded, or learn a little something new or think about something in a new way. Hopefully that's happened throughout the day, because that's ultimately the goal of what we're doing here in the first place, is trying to introduce students to new eye-opening kinds of experiences. I'd like to think that I'm hopefully doing that to somebody at least once a day. You know, if not, then I'm probably not doing my job.
And his work here at West Liberty has certainly left an impact, as Dr. Kernity has been the recipient of several major awards honoring his work as a teacher. One of those accomplishments was winning the West Virginia Teacher of the Year Award.
I don't know if you've heard that my big achievement from the last year has been broadcast in a lot of areas. So I recently won what was called the Faculty Merit Foundation's West Virginia Professor of the Year Award. And what that award is, it's actually across all schools, community colleges, universities throughout the state. So that includes your Marshalls and your WVUs and Fairmont and Shepherd and all the rest. And it's across all disciplines. So, you know, I was competing against a chemistry professor, an education professor, a psychology professor, I think, and some folks like that. So that was a huge accomplishment. I was kind of shocked that they picked me. And I was humbled that I was nominated by some folks who knew me on campus here and just felt like I would be good for the award. I was really, you know, humbled that they chose to put me forward, and just kind of can't believe that it worked out, but that has certainly been a significant highlight in my career. One of the things that it put me on a billboard, which I didn't think would ever happen. You know, when you're a teacher, you don't think You don't think I'm getting a billboard someday, you know? When you're a teacher, you think, I'll be lucky if my students tip their cap to me one time if they see me in Kroger, you know? But so that was, it was nice to get recognition for the work that I've been doing in that way.
But recognition has not only come in the form of a statewide award. Dr. Crinity has also been the recipient of several faculty awards that many students may not even know exist.
We have three faculty achievement awards. One is for excellence in service. So when you're doing good community service, good service to the university, committee work, overseeing student activities, things like that. So you can get an award for those sorts of activities. You can get an award, our sort of faculty excellence in teaching award, and that's for your teaching activities. And we have a faculty award that's called faculty excellence in professional activity. That's for your research work. I've won both the service and the teaching of those. It was about a 3-year span, maybe about 5 years back, I won those. But what's, I think, magnificent about those is they're conferred upon us by our faculty peers, right? So that's a point of pride, because that's not just a popularity contest, or that's not just a, boy, you did really great in this one interview that one time or something like that. But that's a moment where my colleagues who know me best and know what I do decided that they wanted to confer that recognition upon me. So those are awards to be proud of for sure, because of what they come from.
Our uncut conversation with Dr. Crinity lasted for over 35 minutes. In that time, we discussed many things such as coaching baseball, being a father, being an advisor, the recent book bannings that have been taking place in schools across the country, and even his taste in music, which is grunge and metal, by the way. We wanted to share all of that with you listeners, but tragically, this podcast is a school assignment with an allotted time limit of 12 to 15 minutes. So as one final thought to leave you with from our conversation with Dr. Crinity, he tells us about what makes teaching at West Liberty University so special to him.
This is a place, and I say this to incoming students when we do those black and gold days and things like that, but this is a place, and I genuinely believe this, this is a place where we know the human beings that are in our classrooms. And that's a special thing. You know, at larger schools, granted, maybe there are more opportunities available to students at larger schools. Maybe there are more research opportunities. There are more labs. There are more course options and those kinds of things. There's goods and bads with any kind of educational experience you select. But the thing I think is incredibly valuable about being here is we know who our students are. And we have that opportunity. We have that ability with our, you know, with our size, with our small class sizes, with that earnest population of students who are genuinely trying to achieve things. I just feel like we have this opportunity to really know the people that are in these rooms. In other words, maybe this is the best way to put it. I don't feel like my job is content delivery. I don't teach content, I teach people, right? It's that kind of idea. And I think that's the kind of thing that I think you'll find here at West Liberty. You know, I'm not a content delivery bot, if you will. I teach the human beings in my classroom, and I hopefully try to get to know those human beings along the way.
This is WGLZ 91.5. This is College Radio, where we are passionately vocal. Thank you for listening to this faculty spotlight on Dr. Steve Crinity.